Excuse me, sir, what are you doing?
I'm Steve Lewis, and I'm watching Rugby Wrap-Up.
Presented by our friends at the British Council. Hey everybody, welcome back to Rugby Wrap-Up. Matt McCarthy at Studio 34, the Fantasy Sports Network, here on 35th Street in Manhattan. But we don't always stay in Manhattan, ladies and gentlemen, because we go outside, we get our hands dirty, and what better place to get our hands dirty than Rugby Town, USA? And what better person to meet on camera than the mayor of rugby in the United States? Check this out.
We're on the pitch here. In what I'm calling rugby heaven, this is my first time here. If you are a rugby fan and you haven't been to Glendale, to Rugby Town USA, you are missing the boat. Yeah, this guy is the skipper of that boat. So how did this start?
It actually started in 1978 when I had the boat that I traded my house for and sailed to the British Virgin Islands. And a good friend of mine subsequently became a good friend of mine, walked down the dock, tapped on the hull of the boat, says, "You fancy a game of rugby?" And, after my...
Was he a funny talker?
Right, mate. He was a funny talker.
Fancy a game of rugby? Yeah,
fancy a game of rugby.
What?
And, I, my first impression was, no. That's thugby. That's football without pads. He said, "No, mate, it's not how it's played." And I declined. And he said, "Well, then come along to the warship for a sing-song." I said, "Come along to the warship for a sing-song." Right, man. The HMS Cardiff is in, and we're going to play the Royal Marines tomorrow, and we're going to have a few pints and have a sing-song. I said, wait. I was a football player, sir. You are going along to sing and drink with your opponent. The guys you're playing with are against the next day, right?
Yeah.
Right. I said, "Who does that?" He said, "Well, most of the world, it's the number two sport in the world.
It's tradition.
We all do it."
Yeah.
I said,
"Who doesn't?"
I said, "I've got to see this."
Yeah.
He said, "Right, then you'll play." I said, "No, I don't want to play, but I'd love to come for the piss up." "Well, you can't play." I said, "I have to play." I said, "But I've never played." He said, "Don't worry.
Matter. We'll put you on the wing."
Yeah. Oh, he didn't. They made me a tight head prop.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's a whole nother story.
You talk paid back for 1776 and 1812, maybe.
Right. I didn't stand for the Queen ever after that. Played tight end prop.
People from Cardiff.
Right. So here we are the next morning. We are singing Why, Why, Why. Drinking beer with the Royal Marines, right? The next morning we come out, and these guys choose to play the Royal Marines at high noon. Now, these poor bastards have been on a boat for 7 weeks.
Oof.
And we're in the British Virgin Islands, 87 degrees. And they had to walk from the dock. They had to come around about a mile and a half. And I'm standing there with my recruiter, Michael Royal, who was fondly referred to as Muffy, because he owned BVI Divers, right? So his nickname was Muffy Diver.
Oh,
God's truth.
Classic.
You can go online and see it.
It's classic.
And I said, "Muffy, they're all wearing different colored jerseys." He says, "Those are tattoos." So this is going to be a long day.
Rut-row.
So I was just addicted to the game immediately.
Yeah. Despite what happens.
Despite having to play tight head, which I can.
And despite being a tight head, and I'm going to offend all front rowers here because I'm a back. You've got this economic model here, which is the model for rugby in America. You have this city. You have tax revenue coming in from hotels. You've made this an attraction.
Yes.
How did that happen?
Well, I knew it would happen. Nobody had claimed it. And when I get back to the United States, I managed the USA U19 team. I could see what was actually going on. Everybody loves the model of rugby, but they've never seen the real one.
Mm.
So I said, we show them the real model of rugby, they will flock to this game.
This is Anthony Papura.
And this is Cameron Dolan.
And you're watching Rugby Wrap-Up.
If you're just joining us, this is a big match and a big moment as Clijsters toes the line.
You know, John, Anderson has really been struggling out there today.
Oh,
huge mistake as Clijsters clinches another title. Don't let your nutrition get in the way. USANA, the official multivitamin of the WTA.
Well, you had real rugby here today. You had the Fijians win against the Jesters, who are a great side, in a thrilling match. And there's been thrilling rugby match after rugby match, and then a $10,000 check. What's next for Sevens here in Glendale?
Sevens in Glendale is going to continue to grow. The relegation model works. It's a meritocracy. We don't look for safe spaces here. We have to have collaborative competition in life or we fail. I want to see this model go out to the rest of the United States. The potential to take this game to the rest of the world after the United States becomes the power it can become is actually undeniable.
Yeah.
Nobody can predict where it's actually going to go. One of the things we did when we went out to the hotels in our city, and we have 9 million square feet of office, it's an incredible city. We told the hotels are booking out at 50% during the weekends. We're going to do a lodger's tax and we're going to build Infinity Park. And we're going to bring rugby, real rugby. Not that real rugby isn't in pockets. I mean, obviously, Clark's played great.
But you don't have this facility in the United
and
States.
And we told the rugby world, make it burn so hot in one place that it's undeniable. So the hotel said, well, you know, you're the mayor, the governor, we can't tell you not to do this. We're not doing this to you, we're doing this for you. Because you don't know this great game. Everybody thought it was a college drinking game. It's not.
Yeah.
It is a foundational game to build a community. You can see that here today. The hotels during this tournament were booked out at 110%.
Yeah, and I'm walking here to this, literally just walking from
blocks
hotel
away.
With a whole bunch of stuff around. And as I'm walking, people are going, oh, you going to the rugby? Like the locals.
Right.
Saying, you going to the rugby.
Right. Like, these are people that have never seen rugby.
Final question for you. What do you say to the rumors that you're going to be suing Chris Bowman for stealing your look?
Well, you know, obviously, Chris is much better looking than I am. But I have some things that he doesn't know about.
Mayor, it's been a pleasure. This entire event has been a pleasure, and I am completely sold on this place and you, and I thank you.
My pleasure, man.
Right,
anytime.
All right. Watching Rugby Wrap Up! Yeah!
The most interesting man in the world, certainly. Mayor Mike, thank you. Thank you, everybody out in Glendale. Thank you, everyone in Rugby Town USA. Matt McCarthy for Rugby Wrap Up, and Mayor Mike signing off.